This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Legends in our own minds. Now, on the air, with a Good Day overview of some of the things that are important stories for today and for the week, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I have some good ideas for you. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio. Let's start with an intelligent approach to healthcare. How about this? You get all weekend to think about this. As there are a lot of people who are still trying to figure out how Paul Ryan and Donald Trump and those angels in Washington can co-pilot some kind of a negotiated settlement with the Democrats on health care. So I will lay these on you, created by a colleague of mine. I like the way they call it, the Trump-Ryan health care bill. The confusion is pretty much obvious. Some people on the right and some people on the left have been happy about the demise of the American Health Care Act, or whatever it is, Obamacare. People in the middle don't like the fact that we don't have any policy, and pretty much everybody agrees that the status quo can't remain without this fiscal disaster that was set up without these people thinking it through. So I don't understand how the Democrats can be against this. When you look at it, if you support it, it's a direct rail to failure. And it would seem to me, because it is so important to so many people, if you don't fix it, you're, as a congressman, congresswoman, going to be held accountable. We spend in our country more on health care, more per capita than any other country in the world. And our health outcomes rank behind most of the developed countries. We have a lot of money being spent, but it's not being spent the right way. So I want to share with you some ideas. I don't want this to become, there's no reason for it here anyway, to become a political partisan debate. The Obamacare is an abortion. The successor to it will not be successful by merely rearranging the articles. It's kind of like the deck chairs on the Titanic, you know? What I think is needed is a fundamental reordering of health care and the elimination of the incentives which lead to more people undergoing sick care, because that's really what we have. We don't have health care in this country. There's no preventative that amounts to anything. That's what health care, encouraging people to work out, to be exercise conscious, to eat the right things. Where do you see that? Not much of it from the federal government. Once in a while you see something that purports to be that from the USDA or the FDA. So let me give you in the next 7-8 minutes an idea that perhaps can boil or it can cook for a while. The society needs to have some of our health problems alleviated so that we don't have a sick care bill. We have a health care bill. And by the way, the Americans for Health Care, whatever they called it, Affordable Health Care Act, which is not affordable at all now, the whole idea was to get people on insurance. It was an insurance bill. And nothing else. As some people have insurance, then they can go get health care or something that purports to be health care, get it paid for. It was a way, a lot of people, what wasn't part of the discussion was how many people just go into the hospital, into the emergency room by the millions every year, many of them illegals, and they get whatever they need from the doctors and nurses in the emergency care room, and you and I pay for it through our tax dollars and through the cost of insurance that we pay. So everybody was getting what they needed if they needed it. than anybody being turned away. So, some ideas. Eliminating inequity by offering health coverage for everybody based on a means test for eligibility. Nobody ought to die from lack of medical care, nor should they suffer medical bankruptcy. You know how many people in the bankruptcy courts today are there because they have medical bills? More than anything else. Medical bankruptcy is the most common form. It is the most common reason, high medical bills, for declaring bankruptcy in the United States. How about creating competition and diversity in insurance? I think that's what Trump wanted to do, right? Plans ought to be available ranging from that which is just the bare bones with high deductibles and stuff to a coverage that's like on American Airlines, you have the platinum card for the best service. So if you can afford the best service, you buy it. That's what you want. So all people, I've been working on getting my back fixed. And talking to doctors in Los Angeles, they won't take Medicare. So if I want to get my back fixed, I have to plunk down $11,000 to get started, and then it goes from there. Most people can't do that, so most people would suffer from a bad back. Anyway, let's see here. Direct pay to doctors is a good suggestion. Eliminates insurance, government bureaucrats as arbitrators. Direct pay. This was what used to be the case, by the way. Let's go back to that. Health savings accounts. Wow. What a brilliant idea. Tax deductible. Why aren't they the main focus here? They ought to be encouraged and expanded so that they cover supplements that help people, vitamins, minerals, memberships at the gym, yoga classes, alternative practitioners, chiropractors, the acupuncture, physical therapy, that sort of thing. That's practical and done everywhere except here. Medical education in school, elementary school, junior high school. Get people to understand their bodies. Pharmacology and surgery dominate the medical schools, but because Big Pharma pays for all of the chairs, young doctors need to become the vanguard for prevention, diet information, lifestyle information. Isn't that what we need? Expand postgraduate education opportunities for doctors in integrative medicine and nutrition. Most doctors pursuing careers now have to do, if they're interested in that sort of thing, like Jack Stockwell is. And a lot of this stuff came from ideas that he's presented to me, one of the doctors on my Good Day Weekend program, Good Day Health. You can get that on many of these same stations, by the way. Listen to what he has to say. Ken Kronos, the other doctor, more traditional, doesn't like the American Affordable, Unaffordable Health Care Act either. He's got different ideas. These ideas that I have here are a correlative of what both of them and other doctors that I know have said. Put an end to state medical boards, the boards that prosecute doctors for providing integrative services. Create a new medical specialty called iatrogenology, which is medicine, what causes your problem. So what is the harm if you do this, or what will happen to your body if you do that? What will kill you if you do this and, you know, that sort of thing. Identify side effects of certain drugs or of protocol. Take supplement regulation out of the FDA. If you look around these days, the orientation of the FDA is to green light the approval of more expensive drugs. And many of them have toxic side effects. While innovation in the supplement sector is actually quite superb, quite widespread. But are all the supplement manufacturers good? No. No, they aren't. Jack will tell you that. Ken will tell you that. There are the standard process, and I'm not here to stooge for them, but they have all food-based products, something to think about under the circumstances. Claims of efficacy of supplements. That's what has to be figured out. Get the
current system to encourage people to use the right ones and to stay away from the wrong ones. Education. People need to be educated as to how and what is available for them to take. I take 30 different supplements a day. And personally, sometimes it becomes a chore. But is it worth it? I think I'm in fabulous health, in part because I take care of my body, I'm aware of my body, and I have supplementation to take care of the things that don't come in the foods that I eat, because I don't eat meat. And I don't eat poultry, and a lot of the protein and other things that are in there, fish oils and stuff, I do eat some of that, but you need to have supplementation in order for your body to purr. That's why you hear me talk about things like Super Beets a lot. There are plenty of great, good supplements. Research on vaccines and the harm that some do, not all. Again, these are ideas that I've come up with that ought to be part, a cornerstone, if you will, of a good preventive medicine bill that we can all afford and get behind. Incentivize healthy lifestyle choices by providing insurance discounts, not just for non-smokers, but points for diet, exercise, ratio of the body to fat, that sort of thing, blood sugar content, all of those things. Food for thought. I thought you'd enjoy my point of view. There are probably other things, but those are the basics. 18 past the hour.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Cardiovascular issues affect a lot of people in our country, so I'm going to encourage you to think about your heart health by supporting your heart and your health with Super Beets. Superfood powder, mix it with water or put it in a smoothie. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels. It's all natural. Replace your morning cup of coffee with a shot of Super Beets. The energy boost is there, no crash afterwards. I take Super Beets before every workout, so I can work out longer, get more out of the workout. Unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's only 3 grams of sugar. You'll feel great, get a lot of stamina, and it works in 20 minutes. I want you to try this product. Try it now. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular black cherry flavor, plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, the study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait, call now. 800-801-4950.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
I gotta have faith.
All right, appropriate that we talk about George Michael because he's still dead after the last conversation. We just had, I don't know how much planning he did. He's only 53.
Yep.
Well, he actually got laid to rest yesterday. He's been dead for, what, about
3 months?
Well, 3 months, yeah.
So his body hasn't gone anywhere? Did he get cremated? That's a good question. I don't know. There's not a lot left after 3 months, right? I mean, that's...
Well, it depends. If you bury him in the ground and they've had a lot of hot dogs and things that were all, you know...
I don't know if the hot dogs that George Michael liked had preservatives.
Nice dinner, bro.
God.
I'm really glad I brought that up. Okay, anyway, George Michael is now, whatever was left of him in his body are underground. And so Highgate Cemetery in North London is where the remains were brought in yesterday, private ceremony. His late mother is buried there. He bought the lot next to her a number of years ago. So he was planning for his demise. He bought the lot, right?
Yeah.
His boyfriend was Fadi Fawaz. And apparently Fadi Fawaz is a character, and there was some question about whether he was going to be at the service, but he was there. What's the upset between Mr. Fawaz and the rest of George Michael's family?
There was some controversy or rumors that he was banned from the funeral, which obviously wasn't true because he was there. I don't know. People thinking that he was going after George's money. I don't think they were together all that long, or maybe they weren't all that serious when George died. I think that was kind of what some people thought, but he was the one who found George dead in bed on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I can't imagine anybody would get involved in something like that, would you? Oh, that never happened in the world of entertainment. So, anyway, the situation... with the autopsy, for those of you, the suspicion was he had heart disease and had a heart attack, but he actually had fatty liver disease, and most people don't even know what fatty liver disease is. A lot of people have it. They don't know they have it.
Well, always a lot of it's helped along by substance abuse.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
I've had cows. I had cows that died of fatty liver disease.
Yeah. I mean, it can have a lot to do with diet, but yeah, I think in George Michael's case, it's probably more alcohol. And
he also gained a lot of weight, though, before he died. So he obviously wasn't that healthy.
So his liver got fat along with the rest of his body.
I guess so.
All right, moving on to somebody who's alive, Drake, but not by much, got food poisoning in Amsterdam. At least that was the story, but the now prevalent story is that he was high on something.
High on Amsterdam. Yep.
High on Amsterdam. Yeah, I imagine getting drugs in Amsterdam.
Pretty easy. All you have to do is the coffee shops, right?
Yeah. And you can get them anywhere on the corner. So he ate some sushi, so he says the best of his stomach, had to get medical treatment. And the doctors told him not to go out on stage. But the validity of the claim, because he dines at the very best restaurants, that doesn't mean... apart from the story.
Food poisoning can happen to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that just happens anywhere. So we could give him the benefit of that doubt.
Right.
Sure.
Give him the benefit of the doubt here, even though he's in a place where you can get drugs like you can get a bowl of soup. But anybody who's
eating. Not Drake's first rodeo to go to a coffee shop, if you know what I mean. Like,
Well, this is the third show he's canceled in 2017 alone in Amsterdam. So the the Dutch fans are not feeling Drake right now. And this most recent one they canceled, he canceled after people were already let into the venue.
Oh, awful.
Perfect. All right, well, so the guy's a jerk. But it does serve as a warning to not eat sushi because you don't know what's in it anymore. Stay away from sushi. Yucca bunga.
And the coffee shops.
That's right. 28 past the hour on the DJV thing. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
To join the conversation, to be in the conversation, to interject, or just to listen and react on your own. There are some people listening to this program for the first time. You might be making a judgment. My first impression on you may be good. Hopefully that's the case. This is not your usual radio program. I'm not your usual radio host. I'm Doug Steffen. Good Day is part of my brand. I've created over the last 29 years a national brand built around trying to bring people good information, better information. I have a good ability to connect with people, and maybe that's due to my desire to please folks like you. The first impression, though, I find is lasting, so what do you take away from the conversation? If you're listening the last half hour, you took away my ideas for what to do on healthcare. And this half hour, I'm going to share with you in a few minutes some ideas that come from people who are focused on looking for a job.
I find among my affiliates a lot of great information. The folks that run KMMS have a very good website, and they have a very good weekly newsletter, in a sense. And included in that this week are some job hunting tips that I'm going to pass along to you as time allows. So I'll get to that in a few moments. First, though, the story of a loser decision by a loser administrator. Why would you allow anything to be used in our country that has even the slightest chance of causing harm? My question to Scott Pruitt, who's the new EPA administrator, who yesterday rejected the conclusions of the chemical safety experts in the government who had recommended that one of our most widely used insecticides be banned. And I'm one you've heard me say I want the scrutiny that Trump has brought forth, way too many regulations, way too many government organizations. That stuff's good. Look at the suggestions, look at the rules that are in place, look at the agencies in place, and let's cut where we need to. This, however, is stupidity. Here's the overall wrap of what Pruitt's decided to do.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency is rejecting safety recommendations previously made by the agency. On Wednesday, Scott Pruitt okayed the use of chlorpyrifos, a pesticide linked to serious health and brain issues, especially in children. He said more scientific evidence is needed before banning it. The EPA has slowly been limiting the use of chlorpyrifos for over a decade. In 2000, the agency banned it in households, and years following, it steadily reduced how much of the chemical could be used on crops. And in 2015, the EPA proposed chlorpyrifos be banned completely. But the company that makes the product argued the science behind it is debatable and has pushed the EPA to back off a ban. Now Pruitt has done just that. The EPA chief said in a statement his agency is, quote, returning to using sound science to make decisions. Pruitt's appointment as head of the EPA was controversial. He sued the agency he now leads over climate change last year. And in early March, Pruitt said he doesn't believe carbon dioxide has a major impact on global warming.
All right. So the guy's a moron, and he's also politically charged. This is Monsanto all over the place infecting, and that's really a good word for them, infecting their garbage on people who may not know. Anyway, ignorance is bliss. I just find this sort of, I have no use for Monsanto. Those are my in my world, I have another radio program called The American Family Farmer, and I take a strong position against these sorts of things. I think we need to be able to use that which is proven to have, it's like the doctors take an oath, do no harm. This stuff is, there are too many questions about it. And science is there to disprove itself. It depends on who pays for it as to what comes out in the research. The chemical has been banned in most household settings. Most of the chemical, most of the products used around the house can't have this in it. But there are a lot of farms, thousands of them, that use this stuff on different crops, you name it, from A to Z. And it's just not good. There's too many questions about it. So why use it if there are too many? It affects, we were talking about healthcare in the last half hour, this kind of stuff affects our health and our healthcare and our well-being. This is madness. Re-regulation is good, deregulation is good, most of it is good. This is not. It's an example of getting the good with the bad. All right, and maybe this is another one of those examples. The bathroom bill. Man, can we just move on from this? What the hell is it with you people in North Carolina that you think, or do you support this? Or is it just the governor? Here's Governor Scott Cooper on the bathroom bill.
House Bill 2 created a misguided, unworkable, and unnecessary requirement that individuals use the bathroom that matched the gender on their birth certificate. Today's law immediately removes that restriction. It's gone. Now, transgender kids aren't subject to the horrible requirement and embarrassment that could put them in more danger of being bullied or preyed on.
All right, so the idea here is, the listening to him explain it is good. Makes sense, doesn't it? Listen to it. He acknowledged the limitations of the bill, said the new law was not perfect, it's not preferred solution, but it stops short of a lot of the things that created the mess in the first place. So anyway, to this extent, hopefully the conversation is over anyway, which was kind of in my mind, a misguided conversation. The whole thing about the LGBTQ advocacy is strange to me. Maybe it's because I'm not there and I don't understand it. That could be criticized for that. By the way, speaking of that group, advocates for these groups say the government is ignoring their needs by not including them in the census. Census Bureau released a list of categories it would use to measure the population in the upcoming census. Initially, it proposed adding sexual orientation and gender identity. After the list was released, the proposal was removed. Census Bureau said, including it was a mistake. Now, the advocacy groups will go to town. A representative of the LGBTQ Research and Communications Project said, quote, they can't address what they can't see. They're making it so there's no information to understand the needs of this community. 75 members of Congress pressed for representation on gathering data, but the census director said there was no need to include it. So on that one, you draw your own conclusions, boys and girls. The judge in Hawaii who had put the restraining order against the Trump administration's travel ban is at it again. Judge Derek Watson granted a motion by the state of Hawaii to convert the temporary restraining order to a preliminary injunction. What does that mean, you ask? It means the revised travel ban is blocked indefinitely until further court action. So more of the same kind of stuff. All right, so in a moment, as I promised, some tips for those of you who are looking for a job. Hopefully they will be helpful. That is my aim, and they are next here on Good Day. It's now 43 past the hour.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of plant performance products available exclusively through Crop Production Services. With us today to talk about one of those products, Radiate, and the nutrient use efficiency is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses, keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development even in the face of significant stress.
What are the two active ingredients in Radiate, and how do they help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance. Growers can learn more about Radiate or other Loveland products by visiting their local crop production services retailer or visiting us online at lovelandproducts.com.
Thanks, Tim. Check back next time to learn more about plant performance tools from Loveland Products.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
46 past the hour, and good day. I'm Doug Steffen with a way to survive a toxic job. You work in a toxic workplace, you can get a new job. You can wait the people out who are bringing negativity to the job that you have. A lot of people like the job they have, but they don't like the people they work with. Limit contact with negative people. It's not permanent. Nothing about life is permanent. Everything's temporary. What do you want? If you've been fired, it's one thing. If you're unhappy on the job, my father said to me, when you wake up in the morning, you don't want to go to work, get a new job. And then sometimes people get fired and they need a new job. And your attitude toward negative people may be something that you could change. It's hard to ignore them, I know. But do not take abuse from people, that's for sure. Work environments are not always perfect. I don't think there's such thing as a perfect job. I've been fortunate to create in my own world a job that I love and am fairly good at and have helped a lot of people. But that's me. Not everybody can create their own job. So what do you do if you're looking? I thank my colleagues at KMMS in Montana who have posted the job hunting tips that I'm going to give you. Spend a couple of minutes thinking about this, defining what you want. Where do you want to work? Whether it's at McDonald's or whether it's at the racetrack or whatever it is, find out if you're in a job you don't like, take the experience that you've had and the ones you don't like to the next level, to the next position. Great idea. Define what you want to do and where you want to work. Research the opportunities, what the openings are. There are all kinds of job hunting facilities or hunting networks. You hear me talking all the time about ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's a place where the people in your company can post to look for a job to either replace you or where you can go to find a job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Research what's there, what's elsewhere, look in the newspaper. Make a list of things you may see on windows downtown. Help wanted. So find out what the job is. Who do you want to approach? Resumes. What is there about what you have done that's really strong, that's good, that demonstrates that you can do what it is that you want to do? If you were promoted at your job, whether it's a retail job or a restaurant or whatever it is, you've increased sales, all that stuff, excellent skills are what people pay attention to. And for God's sakes, if you have a Facebook page, I'm putting this as a, this is a Doug extra, not necessarily on this list. If you have a Facebook page, make sure it's clean. Any social media, clean it up. Do your homework before you go to the interview. Make sure that somebody can't go to your Facebook page and say, oh, look at what you did. That kind of stuff. Find out what the company does, though, too. Make sure you know all there is to know about the company. Once you have researched it and you decide, I'm a good fit there, let me go there. Dress well when you go in for the job interview. Pressed shirt, good pants. Make sure that the references that you have are going to say what you want them to say. All right? Those are some thoughts. Thanks to the folks at KMMS. I hope that was helpful. It's 10 before the hour now here on Good Day.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a visit now from my friend Uri Geller, who is always here with good reason, the author of any number of books. Sean is a great book to read. Elle is a great book to read. And speaking of great books to read, there's one published this week in which you have a prominent part, Uri, Ann Jacobson's new book called Phenomenon. How do you play into that, and what's the book about?
Okay, first of all, Annie Jacobson, who lives in Los Angeles, is a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize, which is really a major thing. And she has been many times in the New York Times bestsellers lists with her books like Area 51 and The Pentagon's Brain. But this book is basically about the secret history of the United States government's investigation into extrasensory perception and psychokinesis. These are subjects that are kind of always rubbished, and skeptics try to debunk it. And not in this book. This is a fascinating book. It's basically the definitive history of the military's decades-long investigation into mental powers and phenomenon from, you know, way back from the Nazi era, where she writes about how Hitler and Himmler were all into the occult, and they tried to influence the world by honing certain psychics and develop superhuman race. It's really amazing. The book is about a team of scientists and psychics with top secret clearances. Of course, I was one of them. And this is for more than 40 years. The American government has researched extrasensory perception, which we didn't really know about, and they were doing remote viewings using attempts to locate hostages, fugitives. They were trying to locate secret bases, downed fighter jets. The government tried to divine other nations' secrets, and even to predict that, listen to this, to predict future threats to national security. And this is so mind-blowing. It encompasses the intelligence agencies and military services involved, where the CIA, DIA, NSA, DEA, the Air Force, the Army, and even, believe it or not, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So it's just mind-boggling. And the question is, who did the U.S. government hire for these top-secret programs? Well, you know that I was one of them. But in this book, she explains everything, the military, the intelligence work, and the big question again, how do scientists approach such enigmatic subject matter?
Yeah.
What's the most interesting is that what really interested the government in these supposed powers, I know that these powers are real, the question is it continuing? Is this phenomenon still occupies the minds of CIA and other agencies, and are they still operative?
And the answer is?
Yes. Absolutely, except today they don't call it psychokinesis, they don't call it telepathy, they kind of call it intuition, more science, more scientific words are included, and so forth. We have to use these talents, Doug, because, you know, terrorism is raging all over the world, and we're really worried that one day terrorists will be able to build a nuclear weapon in a suitcase.
Well, there's a lot of that. I don't like fear-based thinking, as you know, but there is a lot of that sort of thing. So just for the heck of it, who are some of the other people that you I know you're in this book. By the way, it's called Phenomenon, Annie Jacobson. It'll be on the best-selling list, I'll bet, this weekend on the New York Times site. So who else is in there that we would know?
Well, she reveals so many names. My gosh, I couldn't believe it. One of them was a high officer in the CIA called Kit Green, who tested me from Langley, Virginia, secretly, of course. I didn't know it was CIA, and I was in Palo Alto, and he asked me to read his mind. He was holding a book, and he asked me to tell him what he was looking at, and I did it exactly correctly. I even mentioned the name Architectural, which he had written on with a black marker on that page. The book has this, you know, the supernatural, the Poharic story, skeptics and the U.S. Yeah. Army, quasi-science, the Soviet threat. It goes on and on. I really urge you to get this book. It's a very thick book.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.